GoFundMe authorized by President Trump to support victims of assassination attempt surpasses $1 million goal. By Catherine Hamilton on July 14, 2024. A GoFundMe authorized by former President Donald Trump for the victims of the assassination attempt at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, on Saturday has surpassed its $1 million goal, just hours after being posted. By 1:30 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, the GoFundMe had reached over $1.6 million from more than 21,000 separate donations. The donations surged by the afternoon, having raised over $265,000 in the early morning. President Donald Trump has authorized this account as a place for donations to the supporters and families wounded or killed in today's brutal and horrific assassination attempt. All donations will be directed to these proud Americans as they grieve and recover. May God bless and unite our nation, the GoFundMe page reads. Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., shared the link to the fundraiser Sunday morning that featured the image of his father standing on stage with a bloodied face and his fist in the air. Trump lawyer and senior advisor Alina Habua also shared the link Sunday. She wrote, "This is authorized by President Trump to assist the innocent victim and those injured at yesterday's rally as a result of the attempt to assassinate President Trump. This is not our America. Help if you can." Trump was injured and rushed off the stage while speaking to supporters during the rally. The former president released a statement on Truth Social about 2 hours after the shooting, writing that he was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. He also expressed condolences for the person who was killed and those who have been injured. One rally attendee, now identified as 50-year-old former Pennsylvania Fire Chief Corey Comprator, was killed in the gunfire, and two others are still in critical condition, Secret Service confirmed. The identities of the two individuals in critical condition have not been released to the public. The defiant former president still plans on attending the upcoming Republican convention in Wisconsin following the assassination attempt. The Republican convention will notably be held two blocks away from the site where President Teddy Roosevelt survived an assassination attempt in 1912. The FBI has since confirmed the shooter was 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Parks, Pennsylvania.